From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Here's a story for you. A guy goes into a bar. He wants a Budweiser. The beer arrives and it's in a can. If the label says 10 ounces instead of the usual 12, that beer drinker is most likely in St. Mary's County in southern Maryland. The 10-ounce cans aren't sold in very many places in the U.S., but in St. Mary's, the 10 is indeed the king of beers. NPR's Noah Adams has the 10-ounce history, or how a team of eight big horses brought happiness and prosperity to a small-town distributor.
Most beer drinkers in St. Mary's County don't really care how the 10-ounce came to be. They just like it. Everyone seems to offer the same three reasons. It tastes better, it stays colder longer, it feels good in your hand. At Toots Bar, Guy Mundy and Jerry Mundy, husband and wife, are both drinking from 10-ounce cans.
I like it because it stays cold long enough. They stay so cold.
Feels good in my hand. Goes down quicker. Stays colder.
The Mundys prefer Bud Light. Bud Light 10-ounce is the number one selling beer in St. Mary's County. Number two, that would be the regular Budweiser 10-ounce can. St. Mary's County, Maryland, is small towns, countryside, a peninsula reaching down to the Chesapeake Bay where the road ends. If this is your home, you might not realize that 10-ounce can is special. At the Chamber of Commerce, Helena Kays told me she went to visit her brother out in St. Louis, and they took a tour of Anheuser-Busch.
They had a display of all the different bottles and cans that they've used over the years, and I couldn't find the 10-ounce Bud, so I walked up and asked about it, and they had no idea what I was talking about. And they were like, I've never heard of that. And I said, well, I'm from St. Mary's County, Maryland, and we have 10-ounce Buds.
The 10-ounce drinkers often pay a 12-ounce price. Budweiser will offer a discount on the 12, hardly ever on the 10. Check it out with a restaurant bartender, Tracy Dickens.
How much at your bar would a Budweiser 10-ounce can be?
It's $2.75.
How much would a 12-ounce can be?
It's $2.75.
51 degrees in the warehouse of the Guy Distributing Company. Once or twice a week, a tractor trailer arrives from Houston, Texas, where the 10-ounce is brewed and canned. Glenn Guy, whose father and uncle started this place, prefers the 10 himself, but he can't explain it. What exactly is the difference?
There is none. But you can't. A lot of 10-ounce drinkers will swear there is. We've even had people that have been like a taste test situation, and they've actually been correct, and they've been able to pick the 10-ounce out without seeing it, just from the taste. But there's no difference. It can't be.
Glenn Guy's point here is that the beer is made in big vats in Houston. The same beer goes into every size container. Anheuser-Busch says all Budweiser has what they call the exact same taste profile. But the company historian admits the 10-ounce can has long been associated with a phenomenon that few can explain, especially in St. Mary's County. Now let's take the story back 50 years to when Glenn Guy was 9 years old and the big horses came to town. This was the same year that Budweiser introduced the 10-ounce. In those days, people bought their beer mostly in the country bars, and the local brands from Baltimore were 5 cents less than the premium nationals. Budweiser said, we'll match the price by using a smaller can. And then bring on the Budweiser Clydesdales. Famous even then, the team of eight matched draft horses would come to parade at the St. Mary's County Fair.
Gussie Bush Jr., the sales for Budweiser nationwide had slipped. He got on a train and he went coast to coast and met with every wholesaler. And he asked my father, what can I do to help you? And Dad said, I'd love to have those horses. If I can get those horses, I really think I can work that. He says, turned to his secretary and told her, says, book the damn horses. In that gruff voice of his.
St. Mary's County, what do you call it? What's the word I'm looking for? Tradition.
Jim Gray drinks to that, opening a can at Buzzy's General Store. Perhaps because of the Clydesdales at the county fair years ago, a can size that failed in other markets became the St. Mary's favorite, earning the absolute loyalty of Jim Collison, another patron of Buzzy's, one of several men who come in the afternoon for what they call the 4 to 5.
It's just what we've been drinking all our life in here. I take it like when we go away, I'll load the motorhome 6-7 cases to take with me. Because when I run out of 10-ounce, I don't drink anymore. It's just I'm done. I got a 36-foot motorhome in the side compartment. My wife has her 10-ounce Bud Light, and I have my 10-ounce Bud, and we just keep a little supply in there for ourselves. And when it gets down, we come down here, buzzes, and buy some more.
This summer, you might spot Jim Cullison out on the Chesapeake Bay. He'll be taking customers on his new fishing boat. She is called 10-ounce. Noah Adams, NPR News.